It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's child protection watchdog will now look into child deaths that might otherwise have not had an official review and create publicly accessible reports following the passage of a new law. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Nearly 40% of child deaths resulting from abuse and neglect do not result in publicly available reports that could lead to recommendations for improvements. Colorado's Child Protection Ombudsman intends to change that. New legislation gives the ombudsman authority to access health and law enforcement records of children. The first death the office will review is that of a 12-year-old boy who was hit by a car after he ran away from a youth treatment center in Denver last year. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A large national forest on the western slope will lift fire restrictions starting today. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
Enough rain has fallen over the White River National Forest that conditions have improved considerably. But Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliam cautions that we are still in a drought and things can dry out quickly, which could prompt the Forest Service to reinstate fire restrictions. The White River National Forest is huge, spanning many counties, 8 wilderness areas, and a dozen ski resorts. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Heavy rains could set off flash floods today in areas that burned in last year's wildfires. Forecasters are most concerned about floods near the Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, Mullen, and Williams Fork burn scars. Weather Service flash flood watches are in effect around Vail and Aspen, Leadville, and Glenwood Springs. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is closed because of mudslides where the Grizzly Creek fire burned last year. It is hot again today across Colorado, turning cooler for the weekend in Denver 95, then closer to 80 around the metro area tomorrow and Sunday, and there's a good chance for rain through the weekend. Around Vail, heavy rain and the danger of flash flooding, mountain highs in the 70s today and into next week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.